okay. Thank you for your patience. And today I will present the paper about examiner-based virtualization of large document corpus. This is the overview of our paper. First, I will give a brief introduction on text mining and virtualization, and review the related work on this topic. Then I will focus on discussion the details of our new proposed model, examiner-based virtualization, and applied to the real-world large-scale documents virtualization. And finally, I will show some impressive results and our EV software demo. Now, let's look at the brief introduction on text mining. Actually, there are so many research topics in text mining. And in this talk, I just focus on document clustering. So what is a document clustering? And given a set of documents, if we know how to measure this similarity between the documents, for example, we know how many words are common in these documents, we can apply the appropriate clustering algorithm or systems to divide these documents into different groups based on the similarity or relevance. So let's give you a simple example how to do document clustering. And we give lots of documents, we can divide them into two groups and based on different topic. One is related with world topic, another is related with economic topics. However, people want to view this text mining result intuitively. So recently, most text virtualization systems are development to help people to understand the relationship of documents. And here, we list the two representative text virtualization software. One is InfraSky, and another is Inspire. These two systems help us to automatically extract or virtualize a large set of documents. And you noticed this software system, and each dot represented one document, and a cloud around the center and denotes the central topic. And the key point in text virtualization is to how to select the representative features from multi-dimensional and display these low-dimensional features in 2D or 3D layout. And so normally they use two representative projection methods to extract these low-dimensional features. The first one is the traditional multi-dimensional projection, and normally it's based on the distance similarity. What's this? It means they want to preserve the original distance similarity of documents onto the low dimensional. And based on the different map function, and we can divide it into two subgroups. One is the linear projection. It means you can project the high dimensional data to the low dimensional data, and such that the variable has a linear combination of the original variable. And the well-known presimple component analysis is the linear projection method. Another one is the nonlinear projection, and it includes the well-known method multidimensional scaling or SMAP. Another well-known projection method, it is based on the probabilistic topic model. And this method is different from the traditional projection. And you notice that it should use the clustering method to get the probability of documents belong to each topic. Based on this class indicator, and we try to keep the originally probability of documents belong to topic on the low dimensionality. So, And the current text visualization method try to address the one challenge in large-scale documents visualization. What's it? They try to preserve the original relationship from high-dimensional to low-dimensional, and with high accuracy. However, with the rapid growth of text data online, and how to handle the large-scale documents, for example, you have to deal with tens of thousands, even billions of documents from online. Can we find an approach to provide a low computation cost to virtualize these large-scale documents? Another challenge is, you can see this figure. If you have too many of documents to be virtualized, and it will lead to heavy overlapping in virtualization. So can we provide an approach to provide a clear view of all of the documents? Therefore, our proposed model, exemplar-based visualization, try to address these challenges. Now, let's look at the details of our model. And I will talk about step-by-step in details. First, if we give a lot of documents, we can model these documents as a matrix. And in this matrix, each row represented one word, and each column represented one document. So every element in this matrix represented the word frequency of documents. The first step of EV model is to apply low-rank approximation to decompose the original word document matrix X into three parts. Then we can obtain the low column subspace represent the document exemplar side and the row subspace denoting word feature side. And after computing the middle matrix U to minimize this function, we can get the approximate matrix theta X. And this matrix can give a summarize of original word document matrix. Why we do this? And the goal of low-rank approximation is to get the smaller number of columns and rows to represent the original matrix. Then they will handle the large-scale documents to save memory. And the second step of our model, if based on the approximate matrix theta X, and we know the select document exemplars, we can apply exemplar-based clustering and to obtain the class indicator for each document. And this G is the class indicator matrix. It represents the probability of each document proportion to the topics. And we can use the iterative algorithm to obtain the class indicator. So the final step for visualization is based on the class indicator G, we can use parameter embedding to get the visualization result. And how to do it? The parameter embedding is to project each document and on the low dimensionality, such as 2D space. And the goal is to minimize the KL divergence between the input probability of each document and to minimize the distance between the input probability of each document and the corresponding the embedding space probability. So, and until now, I give some details of our model. It seems our algorithm is built based on the solid mathematical foundation. So, and we proved our algorithm is correct and converges. And due to the time limitation, I cannot go to the details. And if you are interested, you can read our paper after this talk. So until now, I discussed the details of model and give some theoretical work. So can we apply our model and to the real-world large-scale documents to see how our model can address the three challenges in text visualization just mentioned before. And first, I choose the 20 news groups, their size, to evaluate the performance. This their size contains more than 18,000 articles, and it can be divided into 20 topics. Another one is 10 PubMed their set. It also contains more than tens of thousands articles, and it is related with 10 different diseases. In order to compare our model with other existing virtualization method, we build two subset their size. The first one is random choose 100 documents from three different topics. And the second one is random choose 50 documents from all 20 discussion groups. And you can download this their size from a website. So let's look at the first challenge in text virtualization. And can our model to preserve the labelhood accuracy? And from these two figures, you can see, and our algorithm, EV model, and can provide the better accuracy and then all of the traditional projection method, especially with the increase of the number of topics from 3 to 20. And you notice that the EV model can provide the best accuracy performance. The secondly, and we will compare the efficiency. And from this table, you can see with the increase the number of sets of document, and the EV model can provide the quickest computation time. Because it has a linear function of the size of documents. And you will notice that other virtualization method will fail some time to provide a reasonable computation time, denoted by the cross mark, because they cannot provide efficient time and due to the insufficient memory. And finally, we will compare the different virtualization method on virtualize the different size of documents. The first one is virtualize the 300 documents with three different topics. We use each dot to represent documents, and the different color to represent the three topics. And you will see the EV model in figure F is produced by EV model. It generated a nice virtualization result. Why? Because the similar documents are located together, but the different documents are located further away. Another advantage of exemplar-based virtualization is we can choose the number of exemplars to summarize the documents. And so you can see the different level virtualization result. And also, we applied this model to virtualize the 1,000 documents with 20 topics. And you can see, no matter what method, it's difficult to see or view all of 1,000 documents clearly. And however, with choosing a number of different exemplars, the heavy overlapping have greatly reduced. And from abstract level to the considered level, and you will know the relationship between the original documents. And finally, we applied our example-based model to virtualize the very extremely large documents, including 20 news group and the 10 PubMed site. And without exemplar and virtualization, it will have a heavy overlapping. And however, if we choose a number of exemplars, and you can see the distribution of the documents, if in real time, if you want to read many documents, it's difficult for you to read all of them, with these exemplars, you can quickly to read all of documents to derive the high quality information. Now, and we will give you a simple example for EV software demo. You can load the sum of file document, and then you can choose the number of exemplars to view all the documents, and to choose the number of exemplars to view your interesting representative documents. Also, you can use zoom in or zoom out to view the interest error or interest documents. Sometimes maybe you are interested in one cluster. Then you can see some cluster document. Then you will get the accuracy and save the result for evaluation.
We've got to conclude soon.
Yeah, the final. So in summary, our model can provide a powerful tool to visualize extremely large documents with high accuracy, high efficiency, and little clutter. And in the future, we want to add more functions to the current software and based on the user's feedback. This is all that I talk. Thank you. Is there any questions?
While we're reading, one question while they're switching over.
Have you thought about doing the clustering before the dimensionality reduction rather than after? Because on the one hand, it might give you a more accurate clustering, and on the other hand, it would add a discrete feature to what you're reducing in dimensionality.
Oh, yeah. And so you mean and we use the clustering at first, then
do the reduction.
Yeah, then the dimensional reduction. And the important about this, why we use a probabilistic model, including the document and the document visualization, because actually in real world, if we just think the documents is based on the words frequency, and then they will make some mistakes because actually the document is a mixture. Every document is a mixture model of the topics, and the topics is a mixture model of the probability of words. And if we're including the probability and topic model into the document clustering and then visualization, and in empirical experiment, and they can provide the labelhood preserving on low dimensionality. So we choose this approach to deal with this problem.
Okay, we don't have time for another question. I'm sorry. We'll have to thank our speaker again. Thank you.
Okay.